I'm concerned that by about summer 2013, Hertfordshire and Bedfordshire are going to lose our police helicopter. We currently have two which cover Thames Valley Police and Hertfordshire and Bedfordshire, and they're in a consortium. I think at the moment it costs the taxpayers in the consortium area something like 60p per taxpayer per year to run the two helicopters. And being a fan of the police helicopters on Facebook, if you look at the kinds of jobs that they do in Hertfordshire and Bedfordshire, and the effectiveness of them, I think 60p is a bargain. I subscribe to news articles about the police helicopters, and an article popped up about something called NPAS, which is National Police Air Support, and I did a little bit of reading and found out that a consultation, I think, has been going on for about a year now, to reduce the numbers of helicopters in the country to make cost savings, basically. And under those plans, Hertfordshire and Bedfordshire are signing up to NPAS under the condition that we lose our police helicopter. So we'll still have to pay for air support, but we won't actually have our own helicopter. And I think that's a foolish move, and I think it's a dangerous move as well because I can see crime rates absolutely rocketing. So what I'm trying to do is to just raise awareness because I think the police authorities are keeping it very, very quiet. I think people should know about it. And I think people should write to the police authorities in Hertfordshire and Bedfordshire and ask them to reconsider. I think there are certain jobs that only the helicopter can do. I was reading on the Hearts Police Facebook page the other day that there was a job done by the helicopter, which was two prolific burglars who have previous offenders who had stolen a high-speed car. I'm not sure what it was, but it was something that the traffic cars could not keep up with. And because of the location of the Hertfordshire and Bedfordshire helicopter in Henlow, they were able to get to that car quickly. I think it took something like between 4 to 7 minutes. The car ended up driving the wrong way down the M1 and the wrong way down the M25, or around the M25, I should say, at high speeds. And it was only because our helicopter got to it, could keep up with it, which the traffic cars couldn't, and could provide a commentary on where it was going, that the local units then were able to stop it and the offenders were arrested. If we lose our helicopter, the plan is to provide air support from just the Thames Valley helicopter over in Oxfordshire. So straight away you're talking about increased journey times. I don't think they would have got to that car quickly enough to find it. I think it would have been long gone. Because there's no way of, telling where it's going to go.